T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7th. Could be hot and humid, highs near 90 with a chance for afternoon showers just like it will every day all the way until, what, perhaps October? And as long as we don't get any tropical weather, it's going to stay that way, and I'll take that, no tropical weather. Tropical weather, in a way, not the major concern now in New Orleans. Crime is. Brandon Gregoire joins us, board member with Gentilly Terrace and Gardens Improvement Association, to talk about Gentilly and crime in their neighborhood. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me today.
For people that don't know, can you kind of tell them where Gentilly Terrace and Gardens is? What neighborhood would that be? Some boundaries?
Yeah, it's a historic neighborhood bounded by Gentilly Boulevard, Elysian Fields, Fillmore, Franklin Avenue, actually a little bit further beyond Franklin Avenue, more towards the Public Belt Railroad near the right near the Baptist Theological Seminary. So,
I got you. So what is going on there? Are you getting cars broken into? Are neighbors frustrated with response times of police departments, et cetera?
Yeah, there's definitely been increases in crime. We've always had the car break-in issues that sort of vacillate, you know, up and down but on any given month. But we've had those challenges. My car has been broken into in my driveway once, and then I've actually seen individuals rolling up trying to do it, you know, again another time. But one of the biggest things our association members are complaining about these days are these illegal ATV riders, you know, racing down Gentilly Boulevard, U.S. 90 highway. It's a really increasing problem. We've got mothers complaining about, you know, kids at home being terrorized in the night by the loud noise. You can hear it all throughout Gentilly Terrace, and it's just this unregulated behavior that's kind of transiting, these individuals transiting from one part of the city to another. City leaders know about it, and it's becoming more of a problem in other areas of the city, like French Quarter, CBD, Uptown. So, but it's definitely something that our folks are up in arms against. We also are seeing some increases in the carjackings, hearing a lot of gunshots at night. Those are the things that our neighbors are talking about in Gentilly Terrace.
I should add that Brandon is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. So he's a kind of, I would think, no-nonsense kind of guy, Brandon, right?
That's a great assessment. Yeah. I'm also a retired intelligence officer, you know, in the Marines. That was my occupational specialty. So,
wow.
You know, while I certainly am not a criminologist or a crime expert, I certainly have dealt with criminal gangs, international criminals, terrorists for 23 years. So I know a little bit about what I'm talking on.
Yeah, yes, you're streetwise. You know what's going on. Do you feel as though the police have lost control of it? God, I hate to say that because the connotation is so bad, but do you feel that way in the neighborhood?
I don't know. I don't want to go that far. I think they're trying their best. I think the NOPD of 2021 is not the NOPD of old. I think, you know, when the officer, for example, responded to my car being broken into, you know, a while back, you know, they came very quickly. This was in a different time. That was a couple of years ago. And, you know, she basically said that we're just outmanned right now. There aren't enough of us on the streets, and everyone knows that. And what we really need to be talking about, you know, from a solution standpoint, is the lack of NOPD recruitment and retention. That's a huge problem, I think, where we can get out ahead of this problem right now, because we are behind the power curve. I did write a op-ed recently where I said, look, the town, city is lawless. I mean, and the vignettes are numerous of that. And we've seen the headlines just this weekend alone. But, you know, I think we need to enable and empower NOPD through recruitment and retention initiatives to get more officers on the rolls. I believe we're at a 40-year low right now on staffing of NOPD.
You know, if you look, and let me take a break here, Lieutenant Colonel, and we'll pick it up. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Gregoire, board member with Gentilly Terrace and Gardens Improvement Association, executive board member, right?
Yes. Yeah, I handle the crime and quality of life issues on our neighborhood board.
All right. And you heard what he said. He wrote an op-ed in The Advocate. You can find that if you Google it. And lawlessness is a strong word to use, and that's not good for quality of life, man. That makes you think of the Old West and everything else, culture of violence. We'll talk about it when we come back. And in terms of officer retention, nobody wants to play for the Jaguars, right, Lieutenant Colonel? And you know, as a member of the Marine Corps, that pride is of the utmost. And I think when you look at what happened on Chef Highway with really embarrassment for the police department, and I don't know that it was their fault. You know, I just think the morale is about as low as it can be, and I don't know how you find a bright spot in retaining officers or attracting new ones. We'll get your take when we come back. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Lieutenant Colonel Brandon Gregoire, USMC, retired an adjunct lecturer at Tulane University and a member of the Gentilly Terrace and Gardens Executive Board, about an op-ed that he wrote for The Advocate. And if you read it, you'll see that he's witnessed some things firsthand. He hears gunshots in the neighborhood. The people are very concerned. And Lieutenant Colonel, or Colonel, when we left, we were talking about the police and morale and retention, et cetera. And if you look at what happened in Plum Orchard, that neighborhood with the carjacking where the child got his foot run over by the carjacker, and thankfully I don't think it was a serious injury, but it could have been. So they call the police at 2 o'clock. They say it enters the EMS queue for dispatch at 2. They prioritize it as a code 1 low activity. Then at 5:32, they notify New Orleans EMS of a person shaking because they were afraid. Then they call him back at 6:30 to say, do you still need EMS, which is 4.5 hours after the carjacking happened. That's not working. I don't think that's an organization that any professional officer wants to be a part of. And there are, in terms of organizational structure, comparisons with the military, pride in what you do. And I just would like you to talk about, where does that play into men and women wanting to be police officers for NOPD?
Well, definitely, you know, there's some systemic issues and a breakdown there in what happened. And I'm sure that, you know, they're going to analyze and figure that out. I think the response times overall, though, are a product of the numbers of individuals you have available, your on-hand strength on any given day. And as we know, NOPD, for example, is at 1,150 officers and trending downward. The Advocate took a look at things historically in New Orleans, and it's suggestive that a city of the violence levels that we have, top 15 in the country, which we are, we should have a ratio of 330 to 350 officers per 100,000. Right now, Tommy, we're at 290 or so per 100,000 and trending downwards. The same study took a look and indicated that the rise in the ratio of police officers neatly compares with a drop in violent crime from 96 to 2004, with crime levels going from 2257 per 100,000 down to 948. We're at 1147 and trending upwards. So the realities are that we need to get more officers on the street. We don't put enough behind recruitment and retention. I think they have maybe a couple of officers doing that, maybe put a couple $100,000 behind it, and, you know, really push the recruiting efforts to some of these benevolent organizations. I think they also
Colonel,
have some
I don't
practices.
Want to interrupt you, but I want to get this in
sure.
before we wrap it
sure.
up, and that is from your op-ed, not one elected leader has stood up to address this most recent crime wave. Perhaps
right.
it is so because none have experience dealing with crime, or because they have built their life's work as apologist for criminals. Talk about that, if you will.
Well, we have a lot of, you know, programs in place, and some decisions have been made by our city council. You know, we're writing summonses rather than incarcerating people for certain crimes. It creates, you know, a culture again of lawlessness that you can do anything. We have technologies that are available, but you know, we make these political statements that we're not going to use certain technologies. There was a response, as it were, to my op-ed. Two city council members kind of responded on what the plan is for the city, and I believe the chief of police and the city's justice commissioner wrote an op-ed after I did mine talking about what the plan is. But the plan is clearly not working because the stats are clear in terms of the rise in crime, 150% increase in murders, 120% increase in carjackings. The proof is in the statistics, and what they're doing right now is not working.
Colonel, I hope you can come back on and talk with us because I appreciate your approach and you're getting involved in this because the easiest thing in the world would be for you to get up and move, and you're not, and I admire and respect you for that. Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.